A blessed good morning, saints. The Lord richly bless you, brothers and sisters around the world. This is Jason Lima, your brother from Zambia, Eastern Zambia. The Lord bless you, and we thank him for his mercies. His mercies are new every morning, and he's allowed us to see a day like this one. He has brought us together. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, blessed be your holy name. As my brothers around and my sisters around the world listen to this voice, Lord, use me as a conduit pipe to channel their blessings, Jehovah. A pipe has no significance in its own, but the contents, Jehovah. But as it is doing that, it is also watered. It is weight inside. It also benefits. So let me also benefit, Jehovah, from whatever will come forth from your throne of mercy. Jehovah, bring healing. Father, bring joy and peace. Father, marriages which are broken down, Lord, bring them back to life. Jehovah, through your word, those who are in sickness, those who are in depression, those who've gone through fiery trials, Jehovah, you comfort them and you strengthen them. Jehovah, those who are struggling, those whose faith is being battered by the winds, oh, Jehovah of Laodicea, Jehovah, those who are still struggling with passions, the youths, Jehovah, have mercy, Lord Jesus Christ, that through the word of God, you can relieve, you can, Father, rescue them. We love you, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Amen. We read from the book of John chapter 12, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. We are still looking at the topic incorruptible seed. And we need to understand that an incorruptible seed, it is a seed that can't be made bad. It cannot be destroyed. And under the right conditions, I'm told seeds can stay for as long as 30,000 years without decaying. So children of God have a life, are indispensable. They have a substance. They have an unbreakable substance. Children of God have a life that will never end because we are a seed. The continuity of a tree is in the seed. Whenever we see the seed, then we see that there is a future for that tree. And the continuity of a Christian is in that seed, and that seed is your faith. It is the life, it is the salvation that the Lord put into your heart. Because the Lord has put that into your heart, you cannot die. It is impossible for you to die. I do not care what you may face. I don't care the dangers that you face. If you look at the children of Israel, they were weak and frail. Even after leaving Egypt, there was danger, but they could never destroy it. If we look at the nation of Israel today, that nation is a wonder, surrounded by hostile neighbors who had vowed to wipe it off the map. But even today, it still exists because there is a seed, and the Lord put that seed through the promise he made into Abraham. So the promise of eternal life the Lord has given us, that is the seed. And that seed will never die. That is why a child of God is above everything else. A child of God holds everything else. And the Apostle Paul said one time, where he explained how he explained the resilience of a child of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. So, children of God will go through whatever the seed this incorruptible seed, it will go through any kind of pressure. I don't care whether it is a sickness. I don't care whether it's marital trouble. But as long as the seed is there, the anchor is going to hold. There is a song which says the anchor holds even though the ship is battered. So whichever way, whatever persecution, whatever trials that Paul went through, he was able. He was able to stand. He was able to survive. When you meet a person who is not able to survive, who is not able to continue, who is not able to bear chastisement, who is not able to bear correction, it means there is no seed in them. That is why they cannot stand. But when there is a seed, when there is that hard shell, when the Lord gives you the hard shell, when the Lord gives you that that resilience, that life, that protection, no matter what the devil, no matter what Satan can do, it will never hold. But as a child of God, whatever God has purposed, whatever God has promises in your life is going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. I beg your pardon. It's going to come to pass. You are going to do the work of the Lord. You are going to stand. You are going to overcome. You are going to meet the situation. I don't care if you are faced with falsehood, if you are faced with the wind, if there are doctrines, if there are all these things, but as long as there is a seed in you, you are going to stand. The truth is going to live in you because you are a child of God, because we are born of an incorruptible seed. We are born of that seed from heaven. If we read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, the Bible reads, it says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but he will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So the Lord is telling us, temptations, trials, anything that is after your soul, anything that looks like is destroying you, or it is bringing your Christian journey to an end, it is never going to overtake you because you are a seed. And the Bible says that there is no temptation. There is nothing in the world. There is nothing, brothers and sisters, that is going to take you. And the Bible says, what shall separate us? Let us read that scripture. It tells us nothing in this world is going to separate us from the love of God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life. The Bible says the greatest enemy that shall be defeated is not Satan. Can you imagine that? At one point in Corinthians. But death is the last enemy that the Lord Jesus is going to defeat. But here the Bible tells us that neither the last enemy, neither the most dreadful thing that a human being can fear, it has no power. It can never match to destroy you. It will never destroy you. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, no powers, whatever you think is a power, whatever you fear, whoever you fear, whatever you fear shall never separate you from the things of God. No things present, whatever is happening, whatever looks scary, it will never separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. No things to come. We don't know about tomorrow, but we know who keeps our tomorrow. We may be anxious about tomorrow, looking at the condition of the economy, looking at the dying of the body, the frailty of your body, but you will still stand. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. No things to come, no height, no depth, no any other creature. I don't care whatever you are scared of. I don't care what you have seen. I don't care how your family has been broken down. But none of those things will take away the love of God in your heart. And should be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. As we conclude, Philippians chapter 4. I love this scripture. Verse 13, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible puts it very well. Philippians chapter 4, the Bible reads,
I can do all things. It's not saying I can do most of the things. It's not saying I can do the manageable things. But it says I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So, whatever you're doing, whatever you're supposed to do, it is not you. You can't do it, but it is Christ living in you. And this, the scripture also says, he who lives in you, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. He who lives in you is greater than he who is in the world. Blessed be your holy name. So my brothers, I'm encouraging you to stand in the faith. Don't compromise. Don't go after the world. If you are in need, I don't care what you have. I don't care. But when you get on your knees, when you come down to cry to the Lord, and the scripture says, unless a corn of wheat, it falls to the ground. So unless you fall to the ground, unless you seek the Lord, unless you go into that chamber where you meet him, you and you, the two of you, with the Lord, unless you go down there and you die and you humble yourself, you will never come up with life. But I encourage you, brothers and sisters, that we are more than able. Like Caleb and Joshua, they said, we are more than able. I usually wonder, while those men who were 10 gave a negative statement, while men who were 10, where so many people are backsliding, where so many people are leaving the message, where so many people are compromising with the message, where so many people are disappointing us in the message, are discouraging us in the message, are deadening the name of the message, they are lowering the integrity of the message. We shall stand, we shall declare the oracles of the Lord, we shall go and overcome and take the land because God has given it to us. Let's go, brothers, stand, brothers, go. The Lord has given you the land, it's yours. Take it this morning. Whether you need a job, God has given it to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are born of that seed to never be destroyed. I don't care what's out there. I don't care what Satan has devised. It will never work. I don't care how many people are spitting on the message, how many people are compromising, how many people are loving their lives more than the work of God. How many people are loving their jobs more than the word of God? How many people are loving their children and their wives and their career, their studies more than the word of God? But we shall go. We shall stand. We shall go to the dirt. We shall go to the mud. We're going to find the sheep. The Lord is going to strengthen us. We're going to take the land. We are going to go to the dark places because it is not us. The Bible says it is Jesus Christ who gives us the strength. So the Lord strengthens you. I don't care what battles you go through, but it's not you, but it is him. Blessed be his holy name. I love you, brothers and sisters. The Lord bless you.